Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk Podcast. Kim on a whim.
Years ago, I sold my company, Braintree Venmo, for $800 million. I've been spending those millions trying to reduce my speed of aging, and I just achieved a personal best, 0.64. That roughly means that for every 12 months that pass, I only age for 7.6 months.
Have you heard about this guy out of California?
It seems vaguely familiar, but what a nut job.
45-year-old Brian Johnson, and he talks about how he's spending millions of dollars to de-age himself. $2 million per year is what he's spending on doing this.
Does he just have plastic surgery once a month? Well, what's he doing
this
exactly?
This is wild. So, for example, his room has this expensive air filter. He apparently routinely scores in the 99th percentile in sleep quality. He has something that blocks out blue light for 2 hours prior to going to bed. Goes to bed at the exact same time in the morning. Alarm goes off at 5 a.m. He takes 24 supplements, exercises for an hour. Very specific about what he eats. Like, for example, listen to him talking about some of the food that he eats and how he determines what to eat.
Lentils, vegetables, berries, nuts, seeds, extra virgin olive oil. Avoid sugar, processed foods, fried foods, additives, and ingredients which you can't read the words.
Yeah, most of us obviously know to avoid those things, but he takes it to the extreme level. He's even doing... He's getting plasma infusions from his 17-year-old son in
That's
order
where
to,
I heard about
to,
this
yeah,
guy.
This is where I think a lot of people draw the line. He basically wants to prove that you could live until you're 200 years old. He wants to have the organs, the body of like an 18-year-old. Keep in mind, this is a guy who's 45 years old.
If he's only saving 4 months a year, how's he going to live to 200?
Fantastic question. It says he has monthly procedures to monitor his organs. These include blood tests, ultrasounds, MRIs, colonoscopies, and more. He's undergone dozens of medical procedures to date. He measures his vital signs several times each day, and then he fine-tunes his program based on those results.
You know, this is going to be the guy that's walking down the street looking at his watch to monitor his vital organs. He's going to get hit by a truck.
Yeah, after all this work
after
that he's putting into.
After all that waste of money, that's what's going to happen to him. Meanwhile, I'll be safe because I'll be inside of the corner pub having a beer.
You know, a lot of companies have made a fortune off de-aging stuff, like the creams that they sell women on in particular. I think some men are very interested in it, too, clearly. But, you know, this is going to help with those fine wrinkles and everything. And I get that to an extent. But doesn't it seem like we've taken it way too far as a society? We've swung the pendulum just way too far. doing... Is it worth it that much to... I understand exercising. I understand eating healthy, all the things. Some of the things he's doing, I could get on board with. But what this guy, the length that this guy is going to try to de-age himself and really just kind of prove a point, it seems like, is just ridiculous.
It's just a first world problem. It is. I look at pictures of my great-grandparents and my grandparents from the early 1900s and, you know, no makeup, hair pulled back in a bun for my grandmother. My grandpa looked like he just walked out of the field working. I think my grandfather smoked. I don't think my grandmother ever did. They aged naturally. They didn't worry about any of this stuff. And my grandmother lived to 86 years old. My grandfather died sooner of a stroke. For all I know, that was his. Maybe he had inherited high cholesterol or something, a hardening of the arteries, which there's not much you can do about that. High blood pressure, I should say. I don't know what caused it. But the fact that this guy can spend $2 million and thinks he's going to extend his life is a first world problem. When you're worried about where your next meal's coming from, you don't have time to worry about crap like that.
Oh, I know. His blood work reveals he has the heart of a 37-year-old, the skin of a 28-year-old, and the fitness of an 18-year-old. He says that the efforts are less about a fear of death and aging and more about innovation. He wants to prove that age-related decay of the body, that sounds nice, is not an inevitable consequence.
What's he selling? Is he selling anything? Has he written a book?
He does a lot of stuff on social media talking about what he's doing.
He's like a motivational speaker.
His diet includes just shy of 2,000 vegan-only calories each day. It's often in liquid and semi-liquid form. That sounds disgusting. This just boggles my mind. Is this where we're going? They are looking at trying to, create something out of this. So he calls this whole thing Project Blueprint. Maybe you've seen that, where he eventually wants to sell some type of anti-aging program. So I don't think anything is available yet, but it sounds like it's in the works, where users could spend a baseline of about $27,000 per year, including food costs. And in theory, the whole idea is it will get them, it'll slow the aging process for them, but they'd have to get all these routine tests done, kind of like he does, to make sure that it's effective. Why can't we all just age and be okay with it?
I don't know.
Take small steps.
I mean, I can see the, regular exercise argument. I can see my wife's argument that, you can't eat like you're 12 anymore. When she sees me pouring the Captain Crunch out of the cereal box into my cereal on occasion, or whatever cereal happens, if I'm hungry and it's breakfast time and there's cereal in our pantry, there's a good chance I'm eating some of it. If it happens to be something my daughter bought, then it's not going to be Life. It's not going to be granola.
Rice Chex.
It's going to be Captain Crunch or something like that.
Breakfast and is good for lunch too.
Count Chocula. I see the logic in that, but this guy's just carrying it to an extreme.
But isn't that the case with so many things in life now? Is people carry it to the extreme? We can't just be kind of middle of the road. It seems like you have to take one or the other. Like, again, on the extreme side of things. Why can't we just be normal?
Like,
guys?
The U.S. Surgeon General who came out and claimed that if you drink any alcohol, increasing your chance of getting cancer if you drink any alcohol, and the stocks of some major liquor companies dropped on that news. I mean, that was breaking news. Have you walked into a bar where people go 5 days a week and looked at the people sitting at the bar? You can tell they're not the healthiest people in the world. This was not breaking news.
It's like the studies that say, researchers find more sleep is better for your health. Oh, okay. Really? How much did you spend on that ridiculous study that we all should have known? Did not require you to do some study on that.
I heard that friendly children statistically have more friends.
I heard that too. Funny. I did hear that. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Not everybody has the right car seat.
I didn't know that.
This ties in with what we were talking about for Kim on a Whim yesterday, which is, not that this is a jingle, but it's those dang commercials that get stuck in your head that are effective because you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
I wonder what RFK Jr. would think about this guy's efforts, because obviously he really cares about his health.
I think you're right.
The chemicals, but I think RFK Jr. I don't know his whole routine, but he's ripped. I would think he's the kind of guy where I'm like, okay, you are at a healthy level of caring. You work out, you eat well, you care about the ingredients in your food. You know,
he must not be married or have like any children responsibilities. He's 70 years old, isn't he? Isn't RFK Jr. 70?
He's married to Cheryl Hines, the actress who played Larry David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But isn't he like 70?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's look it up.
I think she's
and
wife
independently
numbers.
Wealthy.
Yes, he is.
So he doesn't have to worry about working for a living.
He'll turn 71,
which makes
by the
all
way,
of that a lot
a
easier.
Weeks.
If you've got $2 million a year to blow on trying to keep yourself healthy.
He's a Kennedy.
Yeah, he's a Kennedy.
He got money.
And he got money from his grandfather bootlegging scotch over here during Prohibition.
And
let's just talk about where their money came
from. War profiteering that.
I'm not angry at the Kennedys, but, you know, if RFK was on this bandwagon, that's what I might point out. And he is sort of, but this guy just carries it to the extreme. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I would hope everyone would agree on that. I mean, who wants, even if you had that money to spend on it because he sold his company to eBay for $800 million back in 2013. Who wants to spend $2 million every year on that? There are so many other things I would like to spend my money on.
Like if you watched the Golden Globes the other night and you looked at Demi Moore and realized that she looks younger now than she did when she shot Ghost all those years ago, you know something's going on there. That is not the natural aging process.
Did you see that Nikki Glaser said that the Golden Globes was Ozempic's biggest night?
I'm sure.
This Golden Globe sponsored by Ozempic.
I mean,
how many of those stars seriously are on Ozempic?
Just from the clips I heard, I thought Nikki Glaser did a great job as the hometown girl there doing well.
She looked beautiful.
She looked beautiful, and she did a great job.
Who's the actress who played Molly Brown on Titanic? Molly Brown, the unsinkable Molly Brown on Titanic?
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, thank you. I think
She lost 100 pounds.
And I'm pretty sure it was from Ozempic, and people were apparently concerned when they saw her at the awards.
Because she was so gaunt.
She was so
Well, she's always carried
tiny.
A little extra weight.
But she's on Matlock now. She's the new Matlock.
Yes.
On CBS.
Which makes perfect sense, because he was an old gray-headed guy.
I don't watch it.
Andy Griffith.
I am not in that demo.
Yeah. All right. Good point there, Kim. It's going to make me think twice before I eat that ho-ho here in one
put
of the books this
morning. Put down the dino nuggets,
put down
Mark.
The ho-ho.
You have ho-hos?
Yes. I don't.
No.
Do they sell ho-hos?
I did see a moon pie in there in Wiggins' office, so I might have to break into that box.
And he's out all week.
I know.
Remember they tried to take Twinkies off
break
the shelves?
Into that box.
Well, it's because Hostess went bankrupt.
Yeah. But they brought them back because people freaked out, right?
Because someone bought Hostess.
But they did bring the Twinkie back.
Yes.
Okay.
And ho-hos and cupcakes.
Clearly, Americans, Singers. We have to have our ho-hos and our Twinkies.
Yes, we do. Get more at 971talk.com.